I close my eyes and hear a voice in my ear. A cupped whisper. Female. Velvety. That says, float. Float. Isn't this nice?
Isn't this nice, Samantha?
Rob says. So nice. Except the burning sugar smell is getting stronger. I look up at Rob. No, he's Rob Valencia. I'm dancing with Rob Valencia. In the flesh. I think of Ava out there in the dark, but the thought seems very far away. She's in silhouette. I can't see her face. That's when I hear the chewing sound. Like excited teething punctuated by little grunts. And I feel it. The mouth at my wrist. Rob Valencia is hunched over my hand, his teeth full of orchid. For a moment, he just looks at me like a dog caught eating a shoe. Then he starts up again. I try to pull away, but he grabs hard at my wrist and starts munching on the corsage with a vengeance. Jesus, stop it! What are you doing? But he keeps chewing, harder and harder. His eyes narrow into dark little slits. I said, stop! I slap him on the cheek, harder than I wanted to. The sound is louder than I expected. A sharp crack. The music stops. Everyone stops dancing and looks at me. Rob stares at me, shocked. He touches his cheek with his gloved hand. His eyes cloud. His nose starts to twitch. His mouth full of chewed up bits of flowers opens to say, look, I'm sorry, I cut in. I didn't mean abrasive, he says, stroking his cheek. Angry, invested in her own outsiderness. Gritty, oh so gritty. What? What are you talking about? You think you're better than us, Samantha? Well, you're fucking not. What? He takes my face between his hands and hisses, spitting flowers and foam from his mouth. He starts screaming. He just opens his mouth and screams, looking right at me like I'm the most horrifying thing he's ever seen. Then all the men start screaming. Just stand there, shrieking at the ceiling. The noise is deafening. I cover my ears with my hands, but I can hear every word. Then he starts weeping. I think, go now. Go fucking now. But in the spinning, swaying room, I find I can't move. I'm transfixed by Rob Valencia's rage. His hissing, spitting rage. His tears. I almost want to laugh. A hysterical laugh comes out of me like a cough. And then his head explodes. Blood and brains all over me. The walls, blood all over the bunnies and their whimpering boys. Bits of skull falling on the hardwood floor like hail. His headless, suited body remains standing before me. It collapses to the floor. I hear my own scream stretching my face. I fall to the earth. I fall and fall and fall. It's a long way down to the blood and skull-splattered floor. And in the background, the song that was so familiar is still playing. The song my 17-year-old heart knew so well, yet the name escaped me. Comes one I finally recognize.